Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine. And I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. So glad you're with us. Obviously, the top story this hour is the shooting in California and what has happened in the interim since. Sad news, very sad day for our fellow Americans in that state. Plus, we've got Michael Goodwin and Shelley Goldberg slated to be with us. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Sergeant Ron Helas. He's a 54-year-old, 29-year veteran of the sheriff's office. He's married and with a grown son, and as I've said several times, he went in there to save people and made the ultimate sacrifice.
So I grabbed a bar stool, threw the window, pushing the glass down, and jumping out and help the guys and girls out.
One of the observers of what happened very early this morning on East Coast time, late last night in California, at the horrific shooting that has played out across the TV screens throughout the bulk of the news cycle for this last day. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, welcoming you into the Breaking News Desk. We've got a lot to get to this hour. Michael Goodwin will be with us a bit later from the New York Post. Should Mr. Acosta have lost his press credentials after his skirmish with a White House intern yesterday? He will weigh in on that. And then Shelley Goldberg a little bit later, former New York One parenting reporter, giving us some insight on some issues today. But I want to go first to California, where we have an eyewitness and his father to last night's violence standing by. David Spady, in all disclosure, is an executive with Salem Media Group that is the parent company of the radio station that I broadcast from each day. But his son, Tyler, was at the Country and Western Club that this took place at last night, and they both join us now via independent cell phone connections. David and Tyler, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin.
Tyler, let me just ask you, it's probably been a pretty, I don't know, frustrating number of hours because of probably the many numbers of requests you've had to tell your story, but my listeners haven't heard it. Tell us what happened at the time of the shooting last night.
Well, it was just like any other Wednesday. I've been going to Borderline for about 2.5 years now, and I went with people, and I was hanging out by the dancing stage where everyone usually groups up, and then I started walking toward the bar where all my friends were at, and that's when I heard the gunshots coming from right above me from the front door.
So you're basically facing the gunman at that point, is that correct?
Yes, I was facing the gunman at that point, and I saw him firing toward the bar and then firing toward in the direction that I was at. You know, I was in a little bit of a crowd, and at that moment, I just dropped down and sought cover.
Describe to me what your path to get out of the facility was at that point.
So after I got behind cover, I waited for him to reload or something because I wasn't sure quite where he was at that point. And once there was a calm and no one was moving around, I just took off toward the back kitchen, which was the furthest point away from the gunman, and was able to get out through the back where, and then everyone started running out behind me.
Was there any fear that he was on your trail? Was he coming through the restaurant at that point? I mean, the place at that point, or did you feel once you got outside the building, you were in safe territory?
Well, I just wasn't sure. And once the security other, after we reloaded this clip, we started to hear him start shooting again. So I said, you know what? Who knows what this guy's going to do? He might try to escape through the neighborhood. He might follow us. And with me, a group of people decided to jump the walls into people's backyards in a neighboring area. And we ended up knocking door to door, trying to get inside, get some space in between us and the gun.
Yeah. About how many people were with you in that group?
There were about two. There were two guys up to and went into a community nearby.
Yeah, we lost you just for a second there. How many people were in the group?
There was two girls and one guy in the group.
Okay. So, Tyler, you got over the wall and you got out of the range of fire. Did you know anybody that were any of the victims that were killed last night?
I'm sure that I did. I've been going there for quite a long time, and we're like a family over there, so we're just waiting to hear, hopefully.
Who it was. Yeah,
I'm sure that there will be. Yes.
Okay. David Spady is the father of Tyler Spady, and in full disclosure, David is associated with Salem Media Group, which owns the radio station that I broadcast from each day. David, you've argued public policy, gun control laws that impact you know, the use of guns and the ability for people to carry and defend themselves and so forth. And they're already lining up. The Democrats are. They're kind of eyeballs on the gun issue. But as a parent who's now taken that call at midnight that didn't want to receive it, what has been your reaction to everything that you and your son have experienced so far?
Well, I mean, the biggest reaction is sadness. You know, my kids just found out the names of who the victims are, and there's a couple of them that they knew very well. And, you know, a half hour ago, I had two kids on their knees in the bedroom sobbing. And so, you know, the political elements of this are not something that anybody's really focused on, at least here locally. Of course, you know, there are people who will never let a tragedy go to waste when it comes to issues like gun control, and they'll try to make this about that issue. But, you know, when you look at any of these shootings or mass killings, there's a lot of different mechanisms that are used for that. If people want to do harm to others, there's ways they can find to do that. So, you know, in my mind, this is really more an issue about the mental illness that is involved with these situations. Nobody does this who's a rational human. You know, this is a mental illness that we're dealing with, I would say, in 95 or 99% of the cases of these mass shooters. And so, you know, we need to do what we can to identify people that are struggling. You look at the PTSD suicides alone,
right.
You know, people that have just given up on life, and those numbers are not changing. And we need to have, you know, more attention paid to that through local communities and
the media is not covering that story at all. And it's been a huge contributing factor to that disturbing suicide number. And it's now being revealed that this person did have PTSD. And it's not to say that everyone who has PTSD is a murdering rampager, but it is something I think human element has been far overlooked in favor of just going after banning certain types of weapons. And I think the mood around the Fox Green Room earlier today when I was there was the conversations were all about, well, people are broken. How do we help fix broken people so they don't further do this kind of damage to society itself? Let me ask you as a family, what is going to be your focus for the next couple of days with your kids now learning that they've got friends that were actually killed in this situation?
Well, it's like any tragedy you have from, you know, a car accident that takes somebody's life or anything else. You know, you're dealing with the shock, really, at first of what's happened.
Right.
And processing that and trying to come to grips with it. And, you know, when you're dealing with kids that have never experienced anything like that before, you know, it's going to take a lot of patience and just time. I think it's all about family time for the next 2 days.
Sure. The Ventura County Sheriff that entered, they are now saying likely saved lives. As a part of an honor to him today, there was a huge procession down the 101 freeway. Our thoughts and prayers go with his family, David, with yours, and with the entire community of the Thousand Oaks area. And thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay. Kevin McCullough, keep them in your prayers. We need to support our fellow Americans that are going through these very, very difficult times, and we need to be proactive. I've said this for a long time about helping identify behavior that we can help change for the better. All right, got a lot of stuff yet to get to. Jim Acosta lost his press credentials. Michael Goodwin joins me in a little bit to discuss that. Shelley Goldberg a little bit later. But first, my friend Todd Chapman stops by. That's next. Kevin McCullough Radio.
You shield my head in the day of battle.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle, the fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I've served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest lowest price possible. It's the bed topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the bed topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Still can't believe what we just heard, man, from the Spady household there. It's just when you hear and you know the kid that's involved and you know that he had to escape out the back door of the club through a window in the bathroom to just save his life and then helping others get away really puts things in perspective for you. And as that was breaking out this morning, I had the opportunity to go on my good friend Joe Piscopo's show and talk about something that we're going to talk about on my show now here at Kevin McCullough Radio. The last couple of years on our Monday through Friday broadcast, we have decided to try to help different people around the world. And today we are helping a group of people that live in a little town on one of the regions of Haiti. And Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor, my good friend, is back with us in studio. Todd, thanks for coming in. Real quickly, what are we doing and why are we doing it?
We are providing starving families with food to eat for an entire year and giving them clean, safe drinking water, which they don't have access to right now simply because they were, just in the lottery of life. They happened to be born in the poorest country on this side of the world, which is Haiti. But Food for the Poor has been working in Haiti for over 30 years. And right now, if you you want to help make a real difference in the world and in these families' lives, you can do that with your gift of $27 a month for the next 12 months to Food for the Poor, or that's a $320 one-time gift. And Kevin, with that, Food for the Poor can, believe it or not, feed an entire family, a starving family, for a year and give them clean, safe drinking water for life. So you really are ensuring the survival of a family who, frankly, right now, they are on a path to demise if something doesn't change.
And you've seen this with your own eyes. You've been there. You've talked to the people that are there. In fact, the list that's been compiled, these 82 families, they have critical needs. They're the most endangered
danger of losing their lives right now because of the starvation, because of the drought. There's a 3-year drought that's been in effect. Right. And friend, if you give right now by your credit card, that food almost immediately begins to get to the critical need families that we're talking about. So here's the number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. And Todd, we're really excited because here on this afternoon edition of Kevin McCullough Radio, a very good friend of the broadcast has stepped up and said, Kev, for every gift that your listeners will give in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to match today on today's episode, we're going to match that family for family. Mm-hmm. So if you can give, if you're listening right now, friend, and you know you're going to have a good Thanksgiving, you're driving home, your stock market portfolio's done pretty well this year. You didn't do as well in the elections as you wanted, but we did okay. And you're going to have something to celebrate come Thanksgiving Day. Would you consider giving a gift, a tax-deductible gift, by the way, to Food for the Poor on behalf of our friends in Haiti for this very cause? Because right now, if you give it right now, I've got another friend that's a friend of the broadcast that's going to come on board and say, hey, we're going to match that. So if we can take care of 10 families right now, at 855-919-4673, it's $320 for a family that feeds them for an entire year. If we can do that right now, this other friend's going to do 10 families from their own checkbook, all on their own. So can you help us? 855-919-4673. And I always like to think practically, Todd, about this. Many times we get to the end of the month and the lovely bride will say, sorry, but can I have another $200 or $300 just to get groceries to last us through the end of the month?
Kids need more cheese sticks.
Chicken fingers, you name
macaroni
it.
Macaroni and cheese.
What's that? Pirate's booty. They like the pirate's booty
what?
Now.
What is that?
Yeah, it's like Cheetos, but they're good for you or something. Anyway.
All right.
So that's the kind of thing. But I was thinking $300. I spend that sometimes just at the end of the month to help get the groceries across the finish line. $320 would feed a family for an entire year, Todd. That's really great leveraging by Food for the Poor.
Yeah, well, you know, we're incredibly fortunate. Food for the Poor has been at this a long time, and we've just been given some amazing partnerships across 3 decades of doing this. For example, a lot of the food that you're providing to these families is actually donated to Food for the Poor from major food companies or even from other nations. Like the nation of Taiwan donates tons of rice to Food for the Poor every year. That's an amazing contribution. And so part of the reason that we can feed these families so inexpensively is because you're just helping us pay for shipping. And so it's an amazing value for your charitable contribution. And, you're right, Kevin, because right now having this doubled by our matching partner. And then you might also check with your employer. I know a lot of employers will actually match charitable contributions as well. So, you know, it's possible you could have that gift amplified even more when you call 855-919-4673.
And if you happen to be a CEO or a head of your company, maybe you can even offer to match what your employees give if you put up a note in your lunchroom or whatever. But here's the thing. For every combination of $320, we are going to be able to rescue a family for the next year. And that's the most important thing. You know, we've got the holidays in front of us. We've got Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas and all the New Year's. We're going to be thinking about over the next few weeks about how good this year has been. And we're going to celebrate that. And Todd, I don't have a problem in the world with being grateful for the good things that have happened. But I think that part of that gratitude that we can express back to our fellow man. And in these days where you have kids being shot up in country Western dance clubs, and you've got the horrific thing in Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago and so forth. When you see everything that's wrong in the world, if we want to make a different world, we have to be different people. And part of how we do that is by caring for those that need our help. And so because I've given to Food for the Poor for the last 15 years, I know what they're like, friend. I trust them. We will be giving to them every year as far as I can foreseeably see into the future. That's how strongly I believe in what they do. Would you join me? Make a gift, either $27 a month, that'll care for the family throughout the whole year, or a one-time gift of $320, or if you need to break it up some other way, you can do it that way as well. But here's the number, 855-919-4673, and just a few minutes left in our match for you to be able to have your gift matched family for family. So if you could do a family right now, someone else is going to take care of another family just because you did it right now. So please do that right now. Todd Chapman, come back tomorrow and update us on what we did today.
Love it. Thanks, Kev.
Sure. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. All right, coming up next, Jim Acosta lost his press pass because he karate chopped an intern at the White House. Why did it take this long is my question. Michael Goodwin of the the New York Post joins me. And then a little bit later on, our parenting feature for today, Shelley Goldberg here. And then my final thoughts before we're done. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. It's the only choice for your drive home. Thanks for being here. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Obliterate. generating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's a very busy news day, and this week, of course, legendary in terms of how much news is being broken and what to do with it. But there's a couple of stories I want to talk about with my next guest because they bear a lot of importance. And one of them is on Twitter, I've just seen the abject childishness of people, mostly associated with the media, having absolute bovine over the issue of whether or not Jim Acosta got his press pass taken away. And I'm sorry, if he had acted that way in my classroom, if I was a teacher or anywhere else, he'd be suspended for a period of time. Michael Goodwin is one of those that doesn't think all the crowing from the media is particularly helpful. Michael, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kevin.
So I saw Ben Shapiro say he deserved to have his press pass taken away for behavior long before now. Your reaction to the entire affair?
Yes, I do think that the White House is right. I think his behavior warrants consequences. He's like a child, and he needs a time out. But I also think there's a larger issue here, too, Kevin, which is that the media itself has to police itself better. I don't want government trying to tell the media what to do. I don't think that's what the White House is doing here. They have a legitimate issue with behavior. But I think in terms of what Acosta has been doing for months now, and more likely the entire Trump administration, is a kind of performance art. And it's all because he's got the camera, and he's performing in front of the camera. Someone wrote to me and says it's his own little reality TV show, which is somewhat ironic, given that that's what people accuse Trump of running, right? A reality TV show in the White House. Well, here's a reporter doing the same, and he's not alone. And so I wonder about the other reporters in that room, the real ones. Aren't they embarrassed? Don't they recognize that what Acosta is doing is casting an embarrassing shadow on all of them? And I think it's that sort of thing that is contributing to the declining trust of the media. And don't forget, it was standards and ethics that created media credibility in the first place.
Right.
It's why people growing up bought newspapers. They didn't believe every word they read, but they essentially trusted that the reporters were trying to get there. That's been totally eroded, and people like Acosta bear a lot of responsibility for that, but so do those who sit silently and say nothing while he embarrasses them all.
Or worse yet, those that continue to aid and abet him. Yesterday, the president tried to call on whoever it was from NBC following Acosta, and he opened his soliloquy saying, well, I've been all over the world with Jim, and he's a fine journalist. And that prompted the president to say, well, you're not high on my list either. But your point is well taken, Michael. And I think that there's a general lack of civility in the press corps towards the president, and I think he can handle that. I think his point about how they've treated Sarah Sanders couldn't have been more spot on yesterday. And you talk about hypocritical in the day and era of Me Too. Here is someone who just comes out and does her job every day, consummate professional, doesn't take guff off anybody, and they treat her like she's a punching bag when they're really mad at him. And I wish that there was some way, like you said, that those who don't agree with these tactics could be more demonstrative in setting an example that most of the country would see. Sadly, I think that their political opinions and agenda also play into their, quote, justification in their own minds that they can behave like this.
No question about it. The double standards are rife. They're everywhere. You mentioned the Sarah Sanders thing. I'll give you another one that is out there, and that is the way the media is writing about the Stacey Abrams race in Georgia. Yep. What a history she would make. But the Republican black senatorial candidate in Michigan, John James, was also
persona non grata.
That's right. Nothing.
Yeah.
So no sort of racial history in the making for a black senator from Michigan, because he's a Republican. He's a conservative. He's also a war hero. None of that matters because of his party affiliation. So that is the same standard that we're seeing in the media. And as I say in the piece, that if you went into any newsroom in America and you did a secret poll, you know, what do you think of Donald Trump? At least 90% of the people would say, I hate him. And I think that's what we're seeing with the Jim Acostas. This is not journalism.
Yeah.
This is narcissism. This is people who hate the president of the United States and cannot control themselves enough to be a professional about it.
It's also reflective in their ratings that they have shot straight to the bottom. I just don't think there's any trust left there. Hey, Michael, great piece as always. Let me ask 10 seconds your thought on the attorney general transition and where we're there.
Well, look, I have written for a long time that Jeff Sessions was Donald Trump's biggest personnel mistake. I'm happy to see him go. I think it's an interesting new era to see whether Whitaker can actually supervise the Mueller investigation. And we don't know yet what that means, but I think it means something.
Yeah. And I think that he won't be there long. I'm fully expecting Lindsey Graham to be the AG by the time January rolls around next year. But we'll wait and see what happens there. Michael Goodwin, always appreciate your input. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio rolling on. When we come back, we're going to visit the Parenting Express because Shelley Goldberg has a tip for you today. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, what's interesting is on a day like today, there's lots of news stories that your kids may become aware of that you don't necessarily want to. You know, we were just talking with Michael Goodwin about the Jim Acosta story and how he, you know, shoved the White House intern. And we, you know, that's a learning, that's a teaching moment. You can sit there and talk to your kids about how to treat one another. Maybe a little trickier, though, to deal with the school, the shooting in California. Just to bring everyone up to speed, 12 dead, including the gunman and the sheriff that responded to the scene. And what we are seeing now is the names have been released, and there are people that are starting to find out that they had victims and so forth. This will continue on into the evening, and there will be much discussion about it all over the media. So what do we do with our kids when these types of stories take place? And joining us now, Shelley Goldberg, formerly of New York One, parenting reporter there, and now a parenting consultant and expert for us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Shelley, it is one of those days, not dissimilar from 9/11, from Parkland, from San Diego. I mean, all these different events that took place. But it is good to keep in mind that little ones may not be prepared to digest things the way the adults are. So we've got to be careful. What's on your mind in terms of how we can best navigate this for our kiddos?
I'm so glad you asked, Kevin. And it is such a difficult day, and it's also a chance for parents to model some really great behavior for their kids. So the first thing is, I know we all want to listen and watch and learn more and replay images, you know, that we see on TV and listen to the reports that we hear on the radio, but it's not the best thing to do, especially for young children. So wait till they go to bed, go to a friend's house, but as you're replaying it and listening to it over and over again, so are your children. It's almost as if it's happening over and over again. So be very aware of that. The second thing is, know that your children truly are watching you, and they're watching how, you know, are you speaking more rapidly? Are you more stressed out? That is what's being transmitted to them. So try and know that your children are watching you, and think about that and kind of bring the anxiety level down so that your kids will be less anxious. Maintain routines, critical. So if today is usually a day you go shopping with your children, or you know, you do something special, or you cook together, or there's bedtime stories on Thursday, stick to those routines, because that's what in part will make your children feel safer. And also remind your kids at every turn that they are safe, and that mom and dad are there for them, or caregivers or grandparents, you know, but that grown-ups who are responsible and caring are there for them. And I remember that Mr. Rogers, it was just a wonderful suggestion that I heard him make in his documentary, that whenever there was tragedy, his mother would always say to him, she would say, "Fred, just think of all the helpers that are there in times of tragedy. Think of the people who are there to provide support and comfort, the police, the firefighters, the doctors, the school crossing guards, the teachers. Look at those people and concentrate on the people that are there to help."
Hmm.
And it's also a great time with maybe slightly older children to talk about things like courage. So I would also read books that are supportive and warm and nurturing, and a lot of hugs, Kevin, tonight. A lot of hugs.
Yeah, well, and you want to be about making sure that you don't waste a moment, right? So if there is some sort of affectation that should hit you as the adults, may it be that you use more wisdom and more discernment and a little bit more patience in taking advantage of the moment that you have right now, because one of the lessons of something like this is that life is very short and none of us knows what our day is or when it will be called.
I like that. I like the wisdom. I like the wisdom. Let me also say that this is when children come to you and they want to share what they're feeling, you know, or seeing or thinking about today, don't be, as a parent, so quick to jump in, meaning give them time to just vent without quickly, you know, as a parent, we always feel we have to say something supportive or interpret it for them. Just let them be, let them share what they're feeling. And sometimes just sitting together and drawing, getting out the crayon, the magic markers, kids will draw. They will inadvertently draw what it is that's disturbing or they would like more clarity on. So that can be very cathartic to sit with your children and to draw.
Yeah.
You know, or to build, even using blocks, you know, those are wonderful ways of kids, getting kids to express what they're thinking.
I think that's a lot of wisdom, Shelley. And if there are people that are listening to me and you're people of faith, this is often a good time to reinforce some of those values as well. Is there a God? Does he care about me? Am I here for some reason? Is there some importance to why we are here? And, you know, if you're not a particularly religious person or a faith-based person, that's fine. I'm not judging you if you are. But I'm in our household, this is a great time to learn more about some of those eternal truths. Shelley, in drawing and in building with blocks and so forth, you're also occupying their mind and body simultaneously. And that's, I would guess that's pretty healthy if there's a temptation to have anxiety fill that void.
Yes. I would also say that if you notice that your child or your grandchild over the next few days continues to be... If you see they're anxious or they have difficulty concentrating, sleeping, eating, or they're acting out in school, then that's the time where you need more intervention or you need more support, because there will be some children that will not be able to shake this.
Yeah. Know your child. Watch your child. Engage with your child. All the basics really matter, even more so on a day like today. Shelley Goldberg, as always, thank you for your insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, my final thoughts on this day when we finish up. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website,
KMCfree.com. That's KMCfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. KMCfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. KMCfree.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Right. Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle. The fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I've served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints in the spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is so important for Democrats and Republicans to come together and put together some type of legislation to protect the special counsel. Otherwise,
100% transparency will protect the special counsel.
Otherwise, we're going to go down this dangerous road. Otherwise, we're going to go down this dangerous road of what Schumer called today or yesterday a constitutional crisis, perhaps.
I don't think so.
No, Mr. Antoine Seawright, my sparring partner on Fox News today. We don't need legislation to protect the special counsel. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Drawing to a close another edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. But I just want to say this very important idea. This idea that the House has to come together and pass some sort of legislation that's going to protect the special counsel is about as silly as thinking that, you know, you can make rain. There's nothing good that comes of that. The special counsel's investigation is served at the whim and the pleasure of the president. That's the office that authorizes it. The president has the power to shut it down. If Trump was so afraid that Bob Mueller was going to, like, you know, ruin his life, he could have shut it down a long time ago. He's annoyed by it. There's no evidence coming from it. There's been consistent problems with leaks that have come from it that have been out of context and misreported. There's been all kinds of really unfair things that have been brought forward from it. But that doesn't mean that that they've necessarily done anything wrong or that the president's done anything wrong. And so my Democrat friends, they had a heart attack last night when Jeff Sessions recused himself. They did, because all of a sudden it hit them. Oh, my goodness. We might actually have someone that begins to look at both sides of this ledger in this equation. Both the people that had to do with Russia in the run-up to the election and the people that had something to do with Russia after the election. How Russia intertwined itself with multiple fingers going through multiple political parties. And you know what's going to happen if that all comes to be so? People are going to say, oh, wait a minute. Well, obviously, there wasn't any collusion from the president. But secondly, there's much, either much more here or much less here than appears to be what has been so far. And the part of the problem has been there has not been transparency with the documentation, with the basis for the investigation and for the rationale for why it was begun. A new attorney general, be it Jeff Sessions, chief of staff, be it Lindsey Graham, be it Chris Christie, be it whoever that might be thrown into that slot. They will have a fresh slate to work with. And all I can say to Mr. Mueller and Mr. Rosenstein is if you haven't done anything wrong, you got nothing to worry about. Nor should you, in all fairness. I'm Kevin McCullough.